It's a national holiday in the United States, President's Day. It's supposed to honor past presidents, but the day is much commercialized. Commentator Lynn Trenning says skip the sales and instead fly old glory.
I've recently seen the American flag applique across a quilt in a museum exhibition and wrapped around the torso of a rodeo cowgirl. I've seen it printed on towels, patched on the back of a jean jacket, and tattooed on a bicep. But I haven't seen it hanging from many houses lately. When I was a kid, we hung our flag for every official holiday. Washington and Lincoln's birthday were the first of the year, followed by Memorial Day, the 4th of July, Labor Day, and finally, Veterans Day. This was as routine as trick-or-treating on Halloween and buying a Christmas tree in December. These days, I'm saddened to see my lone flag waving under a clear blue sky without a friend in sight. Why is Old Glory, the symbol of our collective patriotism, so rarely exhibited today? It could be that many Americans have never fought in a war, nor have their fathers, brothers, or children. Symbolism is most powerful in the face of adversity, and as a prosperous country and a peacetime economy, we don't need to remind outsiders that we stand united as a people. Today, homeowners are more prone to own a decorative banner sporting Winnie the Pooh than the Stars and Stripes. Sadly, we have relegated the American flag to public arenas and for personal profit. It is used at political rallies to elicit allegiance, by dry cleaners to advertise, and at sporting events to claim physical superiority. Motel chains and car dealerships use flags the size of subdivisions to advertise American versus foreign-owned businesses. The flag still means something in places like Lincolnton, North Carolina. At their annual Apple Festival, a veteran handed my son a tiny American flag to wave at the parade. "Don't let it touch the ground," I told him. "If it does, we'll have to burn it." The veteran looked at me with washed-out gray eyes. "No one knows about those traditions anymore," he said with a sad smile. I am not a warrior, but I am a patriot. Hanging the American flag is my small way of acknowledging the horror that is war and the wonder that is America. This February, I fly Old Glory in honor of presidents past, present, and future. Let her presence on my porch signify hope for a peaceful tomorrow in this republic.
Lynn Trenning is a writer who lives in Charlotte, North Carolina.